You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. For more than 50 years, Pete Escovedo's Latin jazz sound has reached people around the world. Escovedo was born in Pittsburgh, and his musical journey began in Oakland. His latest album, called Back to the Bay, is a tribute to those Bay Area roots. This weekend, the legendary percussionist and his orchestra will host two concerts at Yoshi's to celebrate his 83rd birthday. KALW's Janae Darden spoke with Pete Escovedo about how his family and Oakland shaped him into the artist he is today.
We came here when I was four. My dad worked at the Army base during the war, so he was a pipe fitter and worked on the ships. We lived right down on West Oakland, Linden Street. All my kids were born in Oakland. My wife's from Oakland. I went to McClyman's. Very proud of that, yeah. And that's actually where I started my music career, so.
And so how did McClyman's play a role in you becoming who you are today?
Well, I played with Ed Kelly, who was one of the great keyboard players. I was at the time studying the saxophone. So I went to him and I said, I heard you were going to start a little band. So I play saxophone and I'd like to join the band. He goes, well, I already have a sax player. Says, but I really need a percussion player. So I said, I can do that. So that started. I was beating on tin cans then, but that started my whole career.
That's amazing, because I think sometimes when we're young, we play with things not realizing that's kind of, you know, what our passion is or what our direction is going to be.
That's true. And for me, I was always like, you know, beating on something, you know, so it came kind of natural to me. And then I was having problems with the saxophone because I couldn't get past less than three, you know.
Talk about the house in East Oakland. So at this time when you were living in East Oakland, you were married and you had kids?
Yeah, all our neighbors, we knew everybody on the block. And so you could go to anybody's house and say, hi, how you doing? I need a cup of sugar. I ran out of coffee. Can you, you know, that kind of a thing. And it was great that the Oakland at that time was so very, very close, you know.
How did you get introduced to jazz? Because I know you said you wanted to play jazz.
I used to listen to the radio a lot, and I used to really like jazz. But I met another guy at McClyman's. He had just come from New York. So he started coming to school, and I noticed that he was dressed in a suit every day. And I go, hey, man, how come you're always dressed up every day? And he goes, well, I just came from New York. And he said, if you're going to be a jazz musician, you got to look like a jazz musician. So the next day, I went and bought me a suit.
You look like a jazz musician now because you have on your black suit with your black tie and your shades.
There you go. That was it. I got spoiled. But he turned me on to a lot of music, you know. And I was listening to all the great jazz players, you know, Coltrane. And I listened to Miles. And then finally, I met some other people from New York. And these people were nothing but Latin music, you know. So that's why with my stuff, I've gotten where the marriage of Latin and jazz come together. And if you put a label on what I do, it's Latin jazz.
Because it's really beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know, I think I got spoiled way back when because my dad wanted to be a singer. So they used to have... this is going back now. They had Sweets Ballroom, they had the Alibaba, they had the Sands Ballroom. Those were all big ballrooms where big bands would come and play. So my dad would go there all the time because he loved big band music. Because we couldn't get in, we would just listen by the door, you know, because he had to have all the kids go with him. But my mother wouldn't let him go unless he took the kids. That way she knew he'd come home. And so when we started, me and my brother Coke started our band, we had a 17-piece band, the Azteca band, because we loved that big band sound. And I kind of stuck with that through the years. I've always had a large horn section, rhythm section, and all that thing. So, yeah, I got spoiled.
Now, I heard some people tell me that back in the day, you guys were playing on the streets around Oakland as when you were trying to build that name. Is that true?
Yeah.
Was it just you doing this or you and your children?
Yeah, it was all of us. But there used to be a place on Telegraph upstairs. There was a dance instructor, Ruth Beckford, and she used to have these African dance teachings that she would do. You would come, bring your drum, and you play all the rhythms with the dancers. That was so much fun.
Was it hard to kind of build your name up? Or
tell me about it. It was very difficult. I thought, man, to play and make $5 was the greatest thing in the world. And so you build up to the 5 becomes 50, the 50 becomes 500, the 500 becomes 5,000, and 5,000 becomes 50,000, and hopefully it'll get more.
And you had a family, you had children, so were you working a side job?
My mom used to say, stop beating on those drums and get a job. So she got me a job in the cannery, Del Monte, right there by the Oaks Ballpark. I hated it. I couldn't stand it. And, you know, when you play music, you get home late at night, and then you would have to get up early in the morning to go to work. I just couldn't handle both things. So luckily, my wife, Juanita, was very supportive of me, so she's the one who went to work. I was the home daddy. I took care of the kids and then played music at night. And we moved quite a bit because there were times when we couldn't pay the rent, so we had to move. You know, you just keep trying, you keep pushing, you keep, you know, I never gave up.
So I want to talk about the album, Back to the Bay. And I was reading the press release about, you know, this Bay Area sound. Mm-hmm. What is the Bay Area sound?
It involves so many different styles of music. I mean, you had people coming out of the Bay Area, Santana, Grateful Dead, Tower Power. I mean, all the great, and of course, a lot of blues, a lot of jazz. And so what happened is that we all started to mingle all of what we do into one big pot, like a pot of gumbo. You know what I mean? You just throw everything in there. And so I kind of wanted to do that with the new CD, is bring some of those old school songs and do them in a sense the way I do them. And it's been a wonderful experience for me. I feel that I've come back home in a sense, you know.
And is this you? There's a young man on the back of here.
Yeah, I look like Paul Anka. One of the little teenagers, beboppers, you know, but see, even then I was dressed up. Come on.
And you were looking fly. So how old were you? You were a teenager?
I was a teenager. I was about 16, 17, 18, around there, yeah.
So this is probably you in Oakland somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely in Oakland.
Mm-hmm. And you had your post. You knew what you were going to do.
Oh, yeah, 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 I knew I was going to be who I am now, yes.